Welcome to the Mystic Millennials podcast, hosted by Abby
and Bethany. This is a podcast to share the reality of spirituality and what it is really like to be 20-somethings navigating a spiritual awakening.
Join us weekly as we become your new spiritual BFFs, sharing all about our own journeys while celebrating the amazing people who inspire, motivate, and encourage us to embrace our modern mysticism. Let's get into the episode.
Hello and welcome back to the Mystic Millennials.
Hello.
Oh, we're here. We made it. We're back. As you guys can tell from the title of this episode, this is Eclipse Hangover 101. We are filming this on, it's Sunday the 21st of November. So the eclipse was on the 19th, 2 days ago. We're recording this. It's actually probably the closest that we've ever like recorded and dropped.
Yes.
Because normally up until now, we've been kind of like, we've had quite a bunch like to release. So you guys are getting us fresh, live, relevant, may I say.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And the eclipse, I know, has fucked with a lot of people.
Yeah, it's been a lot. So we were like, I was driving and I voice memoed Abby, which I always do. And I was like, oh my God, what about like an eclipse hangover episode? And she proceeded to tell me it was the best idea I've ever heard. She always gives me a big head. But yeah, we thought we'd talk about, you know, what this eclipse has really brought forward astrologically and is going to be bringing forward, but then also just our experience with it and also how to like take care of yourself after such a big time. You know what I mean? Like this big energetic cycle, how to actually, you know, put in the self-care so we can support ourselves after this. But as always, we're going to start with our win and our whinge. Abby, please tell me, drop all the knowledge. Let me know how you been.
All right, man. It's been a lot. I've been like, it's been an emotional and tiring week. I will have launched timeline jumping.
Woo, everyone go look. Link in the
bio. So excited. I'm literally obsessed with it. However, this is my whinge. That is a win that I've launched. I will have launched. But I had pre-filmed probably about 15 reels, not all related to timeline jumping. I planned out all my content and stupid little old Abby didn't save her captions. Uh-oh. And just so everyone knows, your Instagram reels can delete at any moment. Didn't save any of the videos because I have done it before and, you know, it doesn't save the sound with it. So you have to go back and find the sound later. And I'm like, I'm never going to do it.
Total pain in the butt.
Anyway, so my Instagram account, it got hacked, but Instagram locked them out and me out.
Ah. Perfect.
So I got booted. I had to get access back into my account. But when you log out or delete the Instagram app, it deletes all of your drafts. Lost all of it. I lost all of the content that I had methodically planned. I was really proud of the reels as well. Like, I thought it was fucking hilarious. I was like, these are gold, comedic and informational gold.
I've only just started. I get really inspired by Abby because she does post out excellent reels and I've been trying to get better. And I have found that like the two that I've made, I'll make it and then I'll sit and I'll watch it for an hour because I'm like, I am so funny. There has never been a funnier person than me.
Yeah, right. I would go into my drafts and I'd just like look at it and be like,
yeah, a little.
So good. And my partner's like, why is that sound playing over and over again? Like, I'm like, nothing. I'm like, look at
this. Oh, wait. We have work to do.
So that was devastating. And it's not really something you can like, you can't really create that again. I don't even remember what I did. So I would just sit down and just like film, you know, like the equivalent of us like talking shit.
Yeah, basically. That's a 10-second little snippets.
Yes. And I was frothing it. And I had like good information on there as well so people could get to know what timeline jumping's about. Anyway, so that's my whinge. I'm just launching anyway. Oh, well.
Oh, well. That's the eclipse thing, isn't it? Like things come up. And I'll also say astrologically, this eclipse. So the eclipse has happened where the sun and moon are opposite. The sun has been in Abby's third house, which rules social media and communication. So there you fucking go. Little. And that's the thing with the eclipses is we're like, okay, this thing is changing. This is not what I thought it would be. I'm just going to plod on anyway. I need to just keep, I'm going to not let it stop me. I'm just going to like put one foot in front of the other.
Surrender. I was just like, just got to keep going, I guess.
Keep going. But look at her. She's launched. She's done it without the reels.
I did the thing. Side note as well, my technology is not being good either because of that. I was on Jazz's podcast. And I was Jazz Borey's podcast. And I was like reposting her stories. It took me an hour. Like I would try and repost one. And I was like, why isn't it doing it?
Do the thing. Press the button. Do the thing.
Oh, I was like, please. Just keep failing. Anyway, side note. Whinge. Probably overarching whinge technology for me.
Yeah, the worst.
My win, however, I went and saw my bestest friend in the world who lives in Newcastle.
Isn't she? Me.
You are another best friend in the world. She's one of my bestest friends in the world.
The best.
We just feel like we're the same person. Like we feel like we're literally like, she was like, you feel like home, Abby. Like she's been really struggling anxiety wise.
Nice.
And she was just like, oh, I just feel so calm when you're here and like, just feels so good. And same for me. Like we both just like hang out with each other and it's just so like, we can just do nothing. And we haven't seen each other for ages, like since June or maybe May or June because of lockdowns and everything. And because she lives in Newcastle, work, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And it just goes, it's one of those friendships where it just goes right back to where it was.
Mm.
Beautiful. It felt like we never spent any time apart. I love her so much.
Oh, I love that.
So that's my win. Spending quality time with my best friend.
My best friend. I love that so much. I just saw actually one of my best friends. She lives like 2 hours south from me. So when I move in the new year, we're gonna live like 8 hours apart, which is very sad. I saw her last weekend. And it is just one of those friendships where you're just like, I don't have to literally do anything else other than just like be me. And that's good enough. And I don't have to be fun. I don't have to talk, blah, blah, blah. You can literally just like sit and just watch shows and talk crap and just feel so comfy. I think that's so nice. That's such a nice thing that she said about you.
I like literally started crying. I was like, oh, I'm emotional. She's like,
I wanted to cry too.
Anyway, so that's my win. What is your win and whinge for this week?
My win. Okay. Again, they go hand in hand. This happened last night, right? Like, please hold on to your horse.
Hit me with it.
Okay. It's so funny because we literally talk about this person in the next episode when we talk to anyways, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm too excited.
I'm excited.
My whinge is that I will start with my win because then it falls into my whinge. Mm-hmm. My win is my friend works for like a trucking hire company. And so whenever they like support events, she often gets tickets to them. So she got tickets to this, like it's the opening of Perth Festival here in Perth. It's like lots of like, you know, like artsy films, those sorts of things. So she was like, oh, it's like the opening night. There's a documentary. It was called Stage Changes. It's a documentary about a local Perth theatre company. It was actually hell good. Like if you're into documentaries, I actually hell enjoyed it. But anyways, we're at this thing. We get there, you know, free drinks, free popcorn, free iced buns, which was really random because like what bizarre, but anyways, loved it, right? We're just having the best time and I got my cider and I was like, yeah boy. And I turn around and see in the crowd, like maybe 2 meters from me, talking to the director of the whole festival, is Kate Walsh, who plays Addison Montgomery on Grey's Anatomy.
Like, get out of town.
So she lives in Perth now. She's moved to Perth.
Yeah, we did talk about this, didn't we?
We talked about this. Yeah, we talked about this in it. It's the episode still to come. My partner, when I tell you, is obsessed with Kate Walsh. She's obsessed with Kate Walsh. Like, she's mental for it. I didn't even really know who Kate Walsh was until I started dating Georgia. And I was like, oh, this person obviously must be a big deal. She was literally 2 meters from me. I have this thing. I've met another celebrity before and I really embarrassed myself. I can't keep my cool. I don't know if you've ever, met a celeb, like someone quite famous?
I have, and it's very, I was like, I'm going to be so good. No, couldn't get it. When I went, okay, so in year 10, I went to
never a good year. Also, can you just say year 10 or never good?
Never good. yeah, glow up still to happen at that point. I was obsessed with Wicked. Anyway, all my friendship group was obsessed with Wicked for some reason. I'm not a huge musical person, but like Wicked just hit for me. Went to the stage door, met like the cast, and I was vomiting. Like, I not actually vomiting, like,
but like wanted just, yeah.
I was like, oh my God. And I couldn't say anything.
Yeah.
I was like, I
get that. I have a couple of things I need to say about this because we're going on a tangent. A couple
of things to address.
Have you seen the Wicked movie? The cast has been announced?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so you're a fake fan. I literally have Elphaba tattooed on my leg. I'm a very, very big fan of Wicked. I've seen it 5 times. I've seen it everywhere that I've traveled. They have announced the cast of the movie. They've been working on this movie since like 2013.
I'm putting it on my reminder.
Will be played by Ariana Grande.
No, yeah, I did see. And yeah, I do know will that, be
played
actually.
By Cynthia. I can never remember her last name, but she's amazing. They're both amazing. Anyways,
yeah.
Side note. That first of all. Second of all, I love that for you. My major like embarrassing moment. Have you heard of Alex the Astronaut?
No.
They're a singer in Perth, in Australia. They're on like Triple J a lot. They're amazing. I love them so much. They have this song called Not Worth Hiding, and it's about how they hid like being gay for a long time. That like literally, no shit, listening to that song, actually, I remember listening to it on the drive home and just like sobbing, and that's when I actually was like, oh, maybe I'm like gay.
What? This is hitting.
I don't think like straight people would like cry listening to this. So I was like, gonna self-reflect, right? So they came into my work to like buy some makeup. They were touring in Perth. They wanted to stock up on a couple of things, and I was like, are you Alex the Astronaut? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, oh, I love you so much, your song made me realize I was gay, and now I've been with my partner for 2 years. Like, I was vomited. It was so embarrassing. Like,
I did the opposite. I closed
away,
up
and they walked away, and I was like, oh, I hate myself. Like, I really fucked that up. So I've had a bit of a trauma.
No, you didn't. Can I just say that you didn't? Deeply
embarrassing.
Oh, no.
Like, I messed it up. Anyway.
No, you didn't.
Anyways, unimportant. This isn't the story. We've gone on a complete tangent, but
still a good story.
Kate Walsh was right there, and I turned around to my friend, and I was like, Chloe, Kate Walsh is behind me. And she was like, you said that really loud. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I was like, Georgia loves her. But like, she was obviously in a deep conversation. I wasn't going to walk up and be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, can I get a photo? You know what I mean? It wasn't that kind of thing. No one else was really doing it. But I just kept like staring at her. So then I walked away and I called Georgia, and I was like, Georgia, I was like, are you sitting down? And she was like, what? And I was like, you are not going to fucking believe who's 2 meters from me. And she was like, don't say it. Cause she's been dreaming about bumping into Kate in Perth. Like, she talks about it all the time. Even though Georgia never leaves the house, she'd have no way that she could ever bump into Kate. She goes nowhere near Kate would be. She makes no effort. She goes to work and home and still is like, can't believe I haven't bumped into Kate Walsh. But anyway, you know, that's just how she is. And Georgia was like, oh, why aren't I there? And I was like, honestly, if we'd invited you, you would have said no. So it's fine. But yeah, anyway, so I got to see Kate Walsh. I didn't meet her because she stayed in deep conversation with the director. Yeah. And then I think she left. Like, I couldn't see her after that. It got dark and my eyes are really bad.
Yeah.
But I got to see Kate Walsh, which was really exciting.
That is so cool.
Super exciting.
What an elegant queen.
Also really proud. I didn't interrupt her. I didn't want to be that guy. And I, you know, respected her boundaries. That's her
thing. She was having fun.
You know, she's a person too, guys.
Yeah.
My whinge is that on the way back, while like walking with like 2 pizzas and popcorn, and a cider, like trying to get back to my table, because it's back to my little chair, because it's like in a park, it's like an outdoor cinema. I like did a little bit of a fumble over some like funky like rocks. Didn't fall, didn't think much of it. This morning, cannot really walk. I've totally tweaked my knee, as you know, dodgy knees.
We both share that. I'm
due for a knee recon. It's been needed for about 2-3 years now, and I'm don't want to do it again. It'll be my third one, not interested. But yeah, have tweaked my knee. I've got my work party tonight. I'm gonna have to have quite a few Nurofen so that I can bust a move. But worth it because Kate Walsh. So that was a really long winded whinge. I'm so sorry, guys. I was really in New Year's for a good while about that.
You know what? I frosted it.
It was great.
Frosted it. Yeah. You know who else I've met one time when I worked at Maya? I served Gladys Berejiklian, which I wouldn't say. She's a politician, not a celebrity.
She's a celebrity. Get out of here. Gladys
Berejiklian. She is now. She's a bit notorious now, isn't she?
Yeah, after the ICAC. You're joking.
But anyway, I saw her approach. She was buying some stockings. She had a Maya One card.
She would have a Maya One card. She would be buying stockings. And she would also be someone that would like immediately pull up the Maya One app and be like, why aren't the points loaded? And it's like, you got to wait like a couple of hours. You know what I mean? It's not instant.
That is a perfect description. And
any non-Australian listeners or people that just don't really follow, but Gladys Berejiklian, she was the New South Wales Premier before she basically had to resign because of her dodgy ex.
Yeah, that's basically she's being investigated for corruption. But anyway, I didn't acknowledge that she was Gladys Berejiklian, and I was like, hi, how are you going? Good day. Do you have a Maya One card? And then I scanned it. I was like, it is Gladys Berejiklian. I was like, have a great day. And then I went and I told everyone. I was like, just so Gladys.
Something about working in retail, you do me. When I was at a different like department store in Perth, do you watch Real Housewives of Melbourne? Mm-mm. There's this lady on there, Gamble Brew or something. I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but I did her makeup. Weirdly enough, she put me on an Instagram story, a screenshot. It comes up in my memories every
year. You famous? Like, am I talking to a celebrity?
I mean, kinda. Oh shit. Good times. Well,
love that for us.
Loves a ramble.
So sorry. Yeah, let's talk about the Twilight eclipse.
Movie. We're talking about the actual
sun. Unfortunately, maybe we'll do an episode.
Unfortunately not. We should do a Twilight. We do need to talk
about Twilight. Were you a big Twilight person? Yes.
Have to ask? Look at me. I'm into astrology. Of course I was a big Twilight person.
Yeah, me too.
It's the gateway drug to mysticism.
It actually is, isn't it? I read the books about 20 times. Mm-hmm. Obviously didn't read New Moon 20 times.
What
team? I'm Team Edward.
Yeah, same. Always. Every day.
I didn't think I had to ask. I just assumed. But yeah, I feel like, when I watched it with my partner recently, he was like, I don't get this. And I was like,
I don't get you.
Do we have to break up?
I love rewatching it because I do like to poke the fun at it. It's very, because it's very bad. They're horrible.
They're so bad.
My partner genuinely loves them and gets really upset when I poke fun at it because she's like, stop, like this is the good part. And I'm like, none of this is good, but I love it. Like, I will rewatch it.
I love to hate it.
Like, I love it so much. Anyways, it is a love to hate, but we will talk about that one episode. We have to, because it really is the gateway drug to astrology.
It truly is, actually. That's probably something a lot of people have in common. Let us know
if you're listening to this or if you're watching it on YouTube, please comment or message us. I'm interested. Like, what is the correlation between astrology, a spiritual awakening in your mid-20s, and Twilight? I feel like we're onto something.
High correlation.
Yeah.
Correlation and causation's happening. Anyway, Beth, could you please tell us about this eclipse? What's going on, please? Let's drop some astrology knowledge because I've been feeling it.
We've all been feeling it. It's been a time. So we had the lunar eclipse. It's partial lunar eclipse in Taurus on Friday, the 19th of November. This lunation was quite unique in that this was our first kind of glimpse at what the next 18 months looks like, because we are moving from the last 18 months, we have had a Sagittarius. Oh, I want to die. That was really bad. Sagittarius and Gemini. Can you tell the eclipse was also on top of Mercury? I can't speak this week. Words cannot come from my mouth.
Neither.
We've been on a Gemini and Sagittarius eclipse axis, which means every eclipse basically from for the last 18 months has been in either Gemini or Sagittarius. The reason being is that the eclipses are basically determined by what signs the North Node and the South Node are in. The North Node or the South Node are calculated based on the axes of the moon. So it just depends on kind of how the moon is tilting. Mm-hmm. So for the last 18 months, we've been going through this Gemini Sag energy. And then on Friday, the 19th of November, we had a Taurus eclipse. This was our first Earth eclipse in 18 months. This is also the first time that we've had a Taurus eclipse in, I think it takes almost 10 years for eclipse cycles to roll around. So probably more than that. I'm unsure on time, but a while. It's been a bloody while since we've had a Taurus eclipse. So we're moving forward. On the 4th of December, we've got a total solar eclipse in Sagittarius. That is the last eclipse of this Gemini Sag axis. Mm-hmm. And then it rolls straight into next year. It's Taurus and Scorpio. And it's going to be Taurus and Scorpio until 2023. Let that sink in, everyone. I could feel everyone rattling through their charts to look at where Taurus and Scorpio is as we speak. So we really are rounding out this fire air energy, this Gemini Sag, and moving into more this earth water. We're moving from this more masculine, like dynamic energy. You know, Gemini and Sag are very go-getter. It's all about go, go, go. What can I learn? What can I experience? What can I do? It's all about being on the go. It's about being really, really constantly engaged. And then when we move to this now Taurus and Scorpio, what's really come up with this first eclipse is like, we've been looking at where have we been burning out? Where have we been going too hard for things that don't actually mean shit to us? Because Taurus and Scorpio, Taurus is all about I have, Scorpio is all about I want. So it's all about making sure that what we have been, you know, with this Gemini Sag, we've been putting in a lot of energy, a lot of effort mentally and emotionally. We've been doing all of the things, but now it's like, hold on. Have I actually been doing anything that I want? Or have I just been doing the things because that's what I've been doing for the last 18 months and that's what I've been putting my energy into? It's been this real kind of wake up call and this reset moment. I've been noticing that I've been talking to a lot of people. It depends where it falls in your chart, but I've been talking to a lot of people and there's been a lot of endings of things. It's felt like a lot of endings of cycles, you know, whether that be friendships ending, relationships ending, or just like completely new realizations of being like, oh, I don't want to engage in that anymore. I no longer want to put my energy where it's not wanted or desired or valued. Feels like the real vibe. This eclipse is quite interesting and really special in that it's really giving us a little peek into what does the next 18 months really hold. I'd really encourage everyone, like, really take some time this week, even if you're listening to this, you know, a while away, you know, you may not listen to it on Tuesday when we drop it. But whenever you're listening to this, I want you to look back to these dates. I want you to look back to kind of the 17th to the 22nd of November, 21. What was going on for you? Like, if you're someone that keeps a journal or a diary or what have you, maybe you want to look through old messages. What things were coming up? Because these are the things that we can expect to be coming up through the next 18 months when this eclipse, like Taurus Scorpio eclipse really like kicks in the new year. So yeah, that's the vibe. That's kind of a long one, but yeah, it's a really interesting time as well. Having a look at, you know, where is Gemini and Sag in your chart? What's been really activated for you in these past 18 months? And then where does Scorpio and Taurus fall and what changes can I expect? What, you know, where will the energy kind of be transferring? You know, maybe a particular house has been really activated, but then it's going to move to something slightly more like not subdued, but just, we're just going to not have as much intensity in that area as the eclipse has moved to Taurus and Scorpio. I just went to combine them again. Far out. My brain is off.
I love these.
Taurio?
Taurio?
Sagittarius. Fuck me. All right, that's it. I'm gonna just do a nickname for all of them, and that's what they all get from now on.
Everyone will have to.
But yeah, that's a bit of a brief overview of that.
Beautiful. I love that. And how has it been affecting you? How has it come up in?
Yeah.
What's your personal experience been like?
Yeah. It's been a lot. It's been a real lot for me. I always find when it comes to lunar cycles like this, I will generally feel the energy earlier rather than on the day. So for example, eclipse day and like, you know, Saturday, Sunday, I actually felt fine. It was the week leading up. So the week before that, I literally couldn't get out of bed for 3 days. I actually genuinely thought I was depressed again. Like I thought I was going through another depression, which happens, could have still definitely happened. I think, I had no energy, all the energy left my body. And I just had to like lay there and just like feel shit, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because again, I was being asked to stop because I was just running at a million miles an hour. If you're someone that has prominent Sagittarius or Gemini energy, this has probably been a really big year for you, and this will probably be a really big eclipse season. I have a Sag sun and a Gemini rising. My Sag sun is conjunct my Sagittarius Pluto. I also have Mercury in Sagittarius. I got a lot. It's a mess. And so, you know, all these eclipses have really hit me very hard. This particular eclipse, though, the Taurus eclipse fell in my 11th house.
Mm-hmm.
That's the house of like our community and technology, but it's also the house of like kind of friendships and socializing. I've just actually had one of my longest friendships kind of end in a way. It was really big. It was a lot. You know, obviously I've spoken to you personally about it. But yeah, it was a really weird time. But again, it was that thing of like so much just was brought forward to me of things that I couldn't be engaged in anymore, you know? And those Taurus and Scorpio themes, I totally just felt like what I was bringing forward, you know, wasn't valued, wasn't enough. And I was like, oh, I'm just like not going to keep putting my energy somewhere where it's just not wanted, obviously. You know, and that's my experience of, you know, obviously the other person has probably a completely different experience of that. And that's always the way, isn't it, when you go through these sorts of things. But yeah, so that's been me. I've really just been super highlighted of where I'm putting in my energy, where it's just completely where I don't want it to go. And I've been stopping that, which has been really nice, but it has been it's been a really, really intense time. Lots of tears, lots of frustration. I've been feeling really cranky. Mars is in Scorpio. So that's been activated in this transit. So I have just been feeling that kind of like, just that frustration of just like, I just want to be somewhere and I'm not, and it's doing my head in, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I have similarly the week, like from Monday until Friday, I was just like, also like, honestly, we're calling this like eclipse hang. I literally felt like hungover the whole time, like totally, tired,
100%.
Like shit.
1000%.
And as I said at the start, my, all of my content got deleted. And for me, I mean, Gemini, I'm a Gemini midheaven. And this past year for me has been a huge shift in where I'm going in my career and how I'm showing up in general. And to be honest, I have struggled with showing up on social media and feeling like I have to, and really finding my groove on like what I want to bring forward. And when all of my content got deleted, I was invited to think, like to reflect on, do I really need any of this?
100%.
I don't have to do any of this. And also Scorpio. Scorpio rules by a third house, which is technology, isn't it?
Yeah. So third house is about like, it's our communication style, but it's also like it's communication style in that the things that we do every day, and we're on social media every day. You know what I mean? So while social media used to be kind of like an 11th house thing, and for some people it's that thing that we're not super active in, but in a business like our, you know, in a life like ours, especially if you're listening to this, you know, being a young person, we're on our phones a heck lot. I find social media communications, not so much like, you know, what our mission is with our social media and those sorts of things, but that day-to-day stuff totally falls in the third.
I felt like I just felt so heavy and like I couldn't show up at all. Like I just wanted to sleep. same as you, I guess. And it would be interesting if anyone wants to message us and say, like, you know, how have you been feeling? I feel like a lot of people I've been talking to have been feeling this heaviness, this tiredness, this like exhaustion. It's a lot.
It has been a lot. It really has. And I guess that's eclipses for you. You know what I mean? Like eclipses are a time where, you know, normal lunar cycles, new moon, full moon, there are a time where new moons, we manifest, right? We're calling things in. We're planting the seeds of what we want to bring forward, what we want to grow. But then we put in the attention, but we have to do the action, right? We have to like back it up. Same with the full moon. We do the releasing, we cut the cords, we do the cleansings. But again, we have to back it up. We can't say I'm cutting this energetic cord from someone in my life. And then the day after the full moon, they message you and you go, yeah, I'm free. What's up? You know what I mean? Like we need to actually, if I'm calling in the boundary, I need to also act in place to do the boundary. And then, whereas with eclipses, they're really a time where the universe is bringing things forward and taking things away as it should. Then we can't always understand, you know what I mean? And that's why we kind of, that's why eclipses are a time where I don't do any energy work. I don't do any like intention setting, burning. I don't charge crystals. I don't cleanse them. I really just let go and let God kind of thing. Like I really just, I'm like, yeah, I've got to let the universe do its thing. Because the thing is, we can so easily get in our own way, because with eclipses and what I'm sure everyone will resonate with, things can be unexpected. We can't always imagine. Like for me, that thing that came up with my friend and having to really set that super hard boundary, I had no idea that was going to happen. That was completely out of the blue for me, but it obviously had to happen. And that's the thing. The eclipse sometimes brings in themes. You obviously did not plan for all of your content to go when you'd set it up for launch and you were ready, and it destabilized you, right? It made you feel like, oh, I'd prepared and I'd set up, but then you realize, oh, I didn't actually need it.
Yeah, that wasn't the path that I was meant to take.
And I didn't, and you know what? And with that as well, that's kind of what the eclipse was trying to show you, is like, you don't need all these things. You can just do the thing. You don't have to overcomplicate it, right?
Exactly. And you know what else? I've had multiple fucking cool opportunities come through. Someone who is like someone I look up to and is just a dream has asked to work with me for my design services out of the blue. Not advertised my design stuff because I've been super busy. I've had logos that I'm creating, but also I struggled to create while I was at university because just a lot going on. But out of the blue, that opportunity came through. A heap of other opportunities and ideas are just coming to me that have been unexpected. So I really wanted to say that as well, because it doesn't always have to be like heavy or challenging things that aren't unexpected as well. Sometimes you just get delivered things that are really freaking cool.
100%, 1000%. And yeah, that's the thing, is the eclipse really just brings things forward that are more in alignment for where we're actually going. Because again, the eclipse is aligned up with the North Node and South Node. The South Node is our comfort zone. It's our habits. It's what keeps us small. And our North Node is our highest evolution. It's what's going to pull us into the uncomfortable, but into the breakthroughs and that like that higher development and that higher self really. And so that's why eclipse season can feel like a lot, because we're really being yanked out of our comfort zone and going, hey, you can do better. You can be better. Like, let's grow. Let's keep, it's a time where the universe really does try and push us into that growth. And so that's why they can feel like a lot. That's why, yeah, again, I don't love to, do any manifesting or journaling or anything. Oh, no, I still journal, duh. But like any like, you know, cleansing or anything like that, because I really just this is just a time where we're just being asked to not be an active participant, because we don't always have to be an active freaking participant. Sometimes we can just sit, sometimes we can just be. And the best thing that we can do in this eclipse season, so from, you know, the time you're listening to this now to about the 10th of December, we're really just being asked to be super observant and just be really look at everything with a really fine tooth comb and just be like, what is coming up for me? Questioning everything, very Gemini and Sag, feelings that come up. Why am I feeling this? Why is this coming up? Why does this affect me so much? Why am I so upset about this? You know, this is a time where being asked to just be super reflective and super, you know, just really, really check in with yourself and just be really aware and really conscious of, again, what is coming up for me? How am I feeling? Why am I feeling that way? And then how can I act on it in alignment?
Beautiful. And that is just that perfect advice.
That's it.
That's
all you need. And then, just in terms of, you know, that eclipse hangover where we can just kind of feel like, what the fuck just happened? Where am I? What am I doing? What's all this change that's come about? What's all these new feelings, new knowings? you know, in terms of aftercare, how can we look after ourselves in this time? I'd love to hear what you're kind of doing, Abby. But I guess for me, again, I'm just taking things really slow and I'm really trying to tap into, because we're coming up now to a Sagittarius eclipse. We also have Sag season, which we'll talk about in a second, because that kicks off Monday 22nd, which is yesterday, if you're listening to this on launch day.
And Beth's birthday.
And my birthday. I'm so excited. But yeah, it's really about just, again, being really intentional with where you pull your energy and that Sag energy. Follow your highest excitement. This, you know, just do what makes you feel good. Do what lights you up. And don't put so much pressure. Because again, we're coming to the end of the year. This is such a time for reflection. It's a time to kind of like let go of expectation. And really, yeah, just be really kind to yourself and look at your schedule and look at what can I take off my plate? Just find something. There's one thing at least that you can take off your plate and then just keep that time empty for just being. And you can meditate. I mean, the other morning when I wasn't feeling great, I literally I woke up and I just was not right. And so I put on I just YouTubed a sound healing. It was a 30-minute chakra sound healing. And I just kind of went back to sleep and I just laid there. And that's the thing. You don't have to meditate by sitting up and going whatever the hell. You can literally I curled in the fetal position. I laid in bed with my eyes closed and I just listened to the sound healing and it was lovely. And that's the kind of stuff that you can do, you know?
I love a good sound healing. Mm. I would really mirror that. I have really been letting go of control and surrendering, because what is going to happen is just going to happen. The stuff that got deleted, she's not coming back. What can I do?
It is what it is.
Yeah. Allowing things to go when they need to go and receive whatever's coming my way. And it is that letting go of the expectations of how things should be, how things were going to be in my head. And just being really present in it, you know, things are going to change day to day, and being really in flow with that has helped me. Resting, really just having a few movie days, to be honest.
How good's a movie day?
Oh my gosh, I love. Just finding ways that feel good to me to rest, recuperate, and what makes me feel good. And if that's a movie day, it's a movie day. If it's meditating, it's meditating. If it's journaling, I'm going to do that. So that's what I would really invite anyone listening and encourage you to do, is just follow what makes you feel good and whatever you're feeling you require in this moment, because it's going to be really individual to each person. Don't fight against the current.
100%. But also in that, also it's okay to also feel shit. If you need to have a crying day, and if you need to scream into a pillow, you go for it.
Absolutely.
That's totally fine. I think there is this kind of idea, and I worry that this sort of stuff will come up through eclipse season. It's just okay, the eclipse is over now. Let's get going. Let's get back into it. Let's get the positive vibes happening. Let's shake that low vibration energy, all that sort of shit that I fucking hate. But I'm for some people, we're talking about, I felt the energy the week before. So did you. Some people might be feeling it right now. They might be listening to this when they're in that low of an energy. Yeah. Honor where you're at. You do not have to bounce back. You do not have to be yes, okay, eclipse is over. Let's go get it, queen. How about you just keep checking with yourself every day? And if you're still not right, if you're still not feeling you're ready to face the world yet, that's okay. But yeah, just take your time and make your own space for it. And, you know, make sure that you do have those people that you can reach out to. If you're actually, I've really been feeling this slump for a little bit longer. You know, that's what I had to do when I felt that. And I literally was I was a bit concerned. I was oh, am I going to have to maybe give my therapist a call? I was really quite low, but I was just no, I'm just going to hold space, see how I go. I reached out to the support networks that I had. You know, I let my partner know I was really having a shit time. I let my friend know that I was I'm really sorry. I just can't really show up right now. I'm just feeling poo. And I'm here. Like I, you know, it took a few days of feeling a bit blah, but I recalibrated and I'm feeling okay.
Exactly.
Because I gave myself time and because I wasn't like, nope, I'm going to go to work. I'm going to feel better. I was like, actually, I really need a mental health day because I just absolutely. Like cannot.
Yeah. And that is so important to allow yourself to feel, because as soon as we start pushing that down or not allowing ourselves to do that, that's when we're going to see those things that, you know, we've got to give ourselves more than a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
When we give ourselves those couple of days in the moment, you allow yourself to release and feel it to heal it. But also knowing that, like, you know, your emotions, it's like the weather, it's going to come and it's going to go. And just having that knowledge that the storm will pass and it's not good. It's not bad. It simply is what it is.
Just a time.
It's just a time. And sometimes are more challenging than others. But it's all part of it, right? It's all part of this human experience that we're all having.
It sure is. And I think as well, like, we talked a bit about Scorpio season on our last like solo ep.
Oh my god, a lot of people resonated with
heaps of people. I got that many messages about that, like I said something really stupid. I was like, Scorpio season said like fuck your happiness, and I got like that many messages.
It truly
like,
did though. Yes,
it really did. Like I get it. Yep. But guys, if we're listening to this on launch day, it's Sag season. Yeah,
let's fucking go, baby.
Let's fucking go, baby. Now I will
tell us about it, please.
Okay, yes. So Sag season, the Saggies. If anyone has a Sag in their life, you'll understand the vibes that they bring forward. I am a Sag, and I feel like the vibe's always good. I can't explain it. Like just fun loving stupidness, straight up. Sag season, again, it really asks us to follow our highest excitement. Sag is often really known as, I read this really great book. It's called The Inner Sky by, oh God.
I feel like Robert, I can see the name, but I can't say
or other. I'm going to Google it while I chat. But anyways, but this archetype of Sagittarius is like the gypsy, the student and the teacher. The Inner Sky by Stephen Forrest. I don't know where I got Robert from.
Anyway, really cool. Really cool.
Really cool book. That's a really great book because for me, it helped me really understand the signs because it tells them in a story. It really gives them a character.
Yep.
So with Sagittarius, the gypsy, the student and the mentor, Sagittarius is a gypsy. It's the wanderer. It wants to go out and it wants to live in a bunch of in the different cultures. It wants to really experience different ways of being, of thinking, of living, of feeling. It then wants to be the student. It wants to learn. It wants to learn from its elders. It wants to learn from people that have done the thing that they want to do. Mm-hmm. And then it wants to be the teacher. It wants to then master that so they can share it with others. Oftentimes, you know, if you know a Sagittarius, they either they love learning, they love teaching. A lot of Sagittariuses I know are teachers. I myself am always doing all the courses. I love learning. I've always got to be really mentally engaged. Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter. Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system, and it literally acts like a magnet. So it just enhances and magnetizes any energy. So that's why Sagittarius generally can have that really big personality, because it just is that super abundant energy. And it's just that kind of, you know, that optimism and that kind of joy. You know, Sag can be a little bit flaky because again, it just follows its highest excitement. So it's not known for being super disciplined because it's just like, oh, I'm not feeling it. I'm going to go over here. But that's also great. Like that's kind of cool.
Yeah. That's incredible. We love that.
Love that. We love doing that. So yeah, when Sag season comes up, this can be a time where we're feeling really excited and we just want to like do all the things. I always love that Sag season is like that mid-November, mid-December, because isn't this the time of year where social activities are just ridiculous? Like everyone is so busy all the time. So many parties, so many events. That's Saggy season. It wants us to get out there, do all the things. Something I will keep in mind for our millennial listeners and most people listening, if you're born around 95 to 98, 99, like myself and Abby, you'll have Pluto in the really early stages of Sagittarius. So the reason that I talk about this is because it's not talked about often with Sag season. I don't know if anyone else would resonate. I don't know if I notice it more so because my birthday is the first day of Sag season. Mm. The first week or two of Sagittarius season are actually always really shit for me. I get that Pluto lit up because Pluto's right at the start of Sagittarius season. Pluto's a really slow moving planet. So that's why I said kind of between that 4 to 5 year gap, because it generally takes, it takes 270 years for it to go around the whole zodiac. So it's very, very incredibly slow moving. And a lot of us born between that kind of mid 90s will have Sagittarius in those first few degrees, Pluto in those first few degrees of Sagittarius.
Yes.
So Sagittarius season is a time where the sun moves through Sagittarius. So it really lights up our Pluto in our chart. Pluto is the sign of our kind of magic dark. It's our shadow. It's really bringing forward the things that maybe we were not necessarily trying to hide, but that remain hidden. It can bring forward feelings that we thought we'd already dealt with. It can bring forward, you know, Pluto is the planet of catastrophizing, fatalizing. Like it can make things feel bigger, feel more intense, feel stronger than they are. So I know for me, just upon reflection of the last 2 years working with astrology, I've realized, hey, the first 2 weeks of Sag season, actually, like I generally, and it's great that I know it now because I'm like, oh, I do generally struggle with my mental health in this month, like in that week, just with the sun being across Pluto, and my sun is there as well. I have a sun conjunct Pluto, so that does intensify it more.
Yeah.
But again, just for our beautiful listeners that might have that similar placement, mental health self-care is number one in Sag season. Whenever, and for anyone listening, wherever your Pluto is, pay attention to when the sun is moving across that, because that can be a time where our mental health, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It doesn't mean we're going to be plunged into a depression or feel crazy anxious and not sleep. It doesn't mean any of those things. It just means that we're being called to really check in with our mental health and to really prioritize it. So check in with yourself. Yeah. I always know that this is coming up for me. So I try and just feel, I try and keep my days as kind of quiet-ish as I can. I try and surround myself with a lot of love and support, you know, like I try and see friends and things like that just to like give me something to do. But I also just have that tool belt of like, okay, I know what to do when I'm not feeling myself. And that is, you know, I'll message my partner. I'll be like, hey, can we just have some one-on-one time tonight? I just really need some support. Maybe it's that I'm going to make sure that I go for a walk every single day, so I'm getting at least some sunshine. Maybe it's that I know for me, it's Virgo Mars. I need to have my bed made. Like I need to have my room looking tidy. That just like fills my soul with so much happiness. It makes me feel like I'm not just a mess. And so I'm like, okay, I know this week every morning, if I can just take 2 minutes to tidy it.
Yeah.
And like at the end of the week, I just said to my partner, I was like, hey, I'm really busy with work. She had 5 days off. I was like, can you just like tidy the rooms just to make sure like everything's, I know these things sound so petty and small, but it's about checking with yourself and looking at what honors me, what makes me feel supported and grounded. So that I can be prepared for that.
No, absolutely. And there is such power in like mastering and having those basic foundations in general as well. Because I think a lot of people can see things like making your bed or doing these small things and automatically discount them and be like, oh, it's just that. But it is so powerful to have those check-ins, no matter how big or small, each day, because they'll have compounding returns as you continue to do them. And just kind of mirroring what you were saying as well, for sure, this time of the year, I had never really related it to astrologically, but it is a time where I think a lot of people can relate to feeling really burnt out. It's the end of the year. We're starting to realize ways in which we're extending ourselves that can't really be sustained. We're trying to get a lot of things done coming up to the end of the year, whether that's work or school, whatever. But I definitely resonate with that as well. You know, that checking in and being like, holy shit, like I'm exhausted. And it's a time of the year in general where a lot of people are exhausted, really looking forward to that kind of holiday period, and that time where you can give back to yourself. So really beautiful sentiment, and you know, it's a fun season as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. I just say that just to I like to give everyone all the knowledge. I don't like to give all the good, all only good, only bad. We're all about balance.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely. Oh my God, such season can be so fun. I always find myself feeling super outgoing. I want to see all my friends. I want to do all the things. And I can just feel like, yeah, it is that, you know, it's that fire season. We're feeling spicy. So yeah, having a look at where's Sag in your chart, where's Jupiter in your chart, just it rules out Sagittarius. Mm-hmm. And just having a look, okay, where am I feeling really expansive? That again is another thing with Sag. Where am I feeling really expansive? Like I really want to grow. Like I really want to like just like do all the things, emulate all the things, like just grow so much. And that will be really enhanced by that. Then that Sag solar eclipse on the 4th of December. But yeah, that's kind of, you know, that's where we're at.
Loving it. We've got a bit of a, you know, cosmic weather update, cosmic, I don't know what to call it, astrological transit update. And know that whatever you're feeling, whatever energy you're feeling, nothing is wrong or right. Whatever you're feeling is perfect for you. And if you need any assistance, always feel free to message either Beth or I for any advice, probably Beth for the astrological things, but if you want some energy help.
But also while we talk about, you know, expansion, you know, this really is a time for that expansiveness and really not only like expanding our life right now, but realizing how far can I go? How far do I want to go? Check out Abby's timeline jumping sessions, guys. I'm yet to book in because I was waiting on the wait list like a pleb, but they have launched and like, honestly, guys, check it out. The things people are saying about these sessions are next level. And I've worked with Abby in all different ways before and they are spectacular. If you are looking for that next expansion, if you are looking for that next jump, if you're looking to see where, how far can I go now, but also how far can I go in the future, message Abby. Have a chat to her about it because
let's fucking go, guys. I'm literally obsessed with timeline jumping, and every session I have, my mind is blown each time. And absolutely, it's that future looking when we're doing timeline jumping. It's that expansion. It's how we can step more into the person we're meant to be, the person we already are, and how we can embody and express that further. And also there's some hypnotic things. So we're getting rid of some limiting beliefs as well. So
good stuff.
Check it out if you want it. I'm loving it.
Do it, guys. Do it. Please message her.
Yes.
Amazing. I love that so much. Was there anything else we want to talk about? Or is that with?
I feel like we've busted that out. I love this for us. We've got some very excited episodes coming out. Is it next week that we'll have a double episode moment?
We will. Next week you can expect two beautiful episodes. We have got interviews with two amazing people and we just couldn't wait, so we're just going to put them both out in the same week. So that'll be great for the people that message me every week wanting more episodes. There you go. To my friend Ash, who always is like, we should put out more. There you go, Ash.
Shout out.
Lucia, I shouted her out at her out recently and she sent me a voice memo when she listened to it. She's like, oh my God, I'm on the podcast.
Come on the podcast.
We should have her on.
Absolutely.
Anyways. Ash, there you go. There's your invitation. Message me. We'll organize it.
Let's get it done.
But yeah, thank you guys so much. Sending you all the love. I hope this first week of Sag season treats you all beautifully, as I know it will. Take care. And we're going to talk to you guys really soon.
We'll see you so soon. I love everyone. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Mystic Millennial Podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share, leave a review, and make sure to subscribe so you never miss an ep. Thank you.
Bye.